We're holding my Siman Kuf Tzadik Zayin in the middle of Sif Beis. The idea of the Zman to do Tefillah. Yesterday we spoke out that certain times we do not do Tefillah. We mentioned three Zmanim, not Yom Kippur, not Tisha B'Av, and that one she's an Oval. We mentioned two other Zmanim, which is a Mavucha. One time when the Baal is not in the city, does she go to the Mikvah? Another time when they're not going to have Tashmish, whether because he's an Oval or he may vest, or Mitzad Refua, should she go to the mikvah? Focus on today one question. Does the man go to the mikvah on Friday night? So first, there are three cases negated Friday night. One time Friday night, Leil Shabbos, when the Baal is in the city. A second time, when the Baal is not in the city. And a third time, when he was not in the city on Thursday night, when she could have went to the mikvah. And then now comes Friday night, and he's back in the city. To understand the question, we first have to start off with the sugya in Shabbos and then the sugya in Be'ah. The Gemara in Shabbos, Parakira, and Daf Mem brings down the halacha: can you go to an ambatya, to a bathhouse, on hot water on Shabbos? The Gemara comes out, some of the maskono, that hot water cannot be used on Shabbos, only with cold water. Xerah, you might come to the act of Bishlon on Shabbos, the people in charge of the bathhouses, and therefore we are machman hot water. The Gemara is very clear, mitzvah the Gemara. The loch is cold water, take a cold bath, lamaisa is mutter, not a shiloh. If so, can you go to the mikvah on Shabbos? So come on the Gemara in Be'ah and Daf Yud-Ches, discussing in a separate aspect, mitzvah is a loch negay taking a clean object and putting it inside the mikvah. You have a baya of nir k'masakamono, looks like the act of makil patrish of drabonon, taking clean. Therefore, you cannot do that on Shabbos in the mikvah of cold water, mitzad that near kemasakin. If you take care of it, for example, let's say you do the act of ashoka, it does not look like you're doing an act of tefillas kelim, or mesakin the kli mitzad the tumah shaboy, nechnami the Gemara says it's mutter on Shabbos. Therefore, same thing negate a person. The Gemara says a person to go inside is kimbaya mitzad near kemasakin, a dindu upon a makil patish. However, since he can't say near Kinemekar, it looks like he's going in to cool himself down, therefore it's mutter. I can ask, let's say it's terrible weather outside, it's snowing, it's raining, why in the world are you going inside a mikvah? You could say he's full of tit, tsaya, offer, and he wants to get off the dirt on top of him, and therefore he can jump in for a couple of seconds and take it off. Therefore, there's no issur inside near Kinemekar. A person will say it's near Kinemekar. I used making a bracha, you're going to have to answer the question of the bracha. But it comes out, mitzvah, the sugya shaboy, the maisa going inside the mikvah, the maisa is mutter no isser of rechitza. Mitzvah, masaka mona on a person is mutter, because near to the maker. If that's so, the obvious question is, why don't we take baths on Shabbos in cold water? If you ask anyone to take a bath on Shabbos, if you're tzar gadol or chayla, maybe, but otherwise no one's going to do that. The Gemara says it's mutter. So the lochin archaim in Simon Shincha Vav. Come on, the Mishnah Berurah, and he brings down the Magen Avraham that is on Hoga from the Goinim, and Gezer from the Goinim, the Maisa, not from the Gemara, from the Goinim and onwards, not to go take an Abati, even in cold water. There are numerous reasons why. One of the reasons the Mishnah Berurah brings down, mitzvah Abaya, mitzvah Sugim Schito. You take a Abati, your hair goes inside, you might squeeze it out. Gam Schito itself by Cyrus is the Pashas Drabonon. We have the Chok, mitzvah Sugim Schito. Therefore, once we have this on Hoga over here, the Maisa to be Machmer, now that leads to this question of Bizmanazeh, we go inside the mikvah. That means, Betim inside the Gemara, the question does not start. But once we have the Sanogo, therefore Bizmanazeh and Shabbos no go inside on Bati that's called, and we will not have the Heter of Nir Kamekar. If so, now we're back to the Gemara's question, Nir Kamasakin. That's the Shiloh over here. So first, we have three people discussing over here. Again, we have an Isha that her Zman is Lel Shabbos. And the husband is in the city. So come on the Paishkim, that's not a question, whether the man Yomot Tefillah Bezman is mitzvah. When the man Yomot Tefillah Bezman is not mitzvah, we have the mitzvah Puravu, or we mentioned yesterday, Oino, or Hiruim, or Shimashubatim, Avada, you can go on Friday night. I in the Maisa, the Gemara, and Bein, Afir Ches, sounds not the way. So there's a Siddur Tyro that's marked to try to answer this question. He gets involved, maybe the Gemara is causing Shloi Bezmanoi. He has other things he wants to answer, but when the Baal is in the city and the Bezmanoi Avadi go to the mikvah. A second case, when the Zman is Friday night, but the Baal is not in the city. In that situation, since we have over here, it's not near Kedemekar, and therefore we'll have a Baya near Kedemekar, the Ramah is very clear, you cannot go to the mikvah. Now there is a Chiddush by Shlomo Zalman that says, let's say the husband is coming back on Motzei Shabbos, and should be overwhelmed by the moment people are happening, things going on over here, it's much easier to go on Erev Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman, you can be mekel go on Erev Shabbos, the Gan Baal is none in the city. It's a Chiddush. I assume he's understanding the Nichol Neged of Mitzvah they're preparing for Motzei Shabbos. Others, they ask him the question whether B'Shai Dabalitsky, Rav Stern, they want to be Machmer, say the Pashto Ramah, Baal's not in the city, he's not in the Neged for tonight to be Machmer. Again, when Baal's not in the city of Vati Machmer, there is just one question, let's say it's easier and she won't be overwhelmed to go on today instead of Motzei Shabbos. The main Shiloh over here is when there's a Tefillah on Erev Shabbos, Shloi Bezmanoi. Meaning she could have went Thursday night. She chose not to go Thursday night. Why? A couple of reasons. Either you can say the Baal's not in the city. One option. A second option, it's Achol Leida. Achol Leida, if you look at the Tshuva Tadesh, there are two Tshuvas over there. Why the reason Achol Leida she is not going? And Tshuva and Simon Reish and Hei discussing why not to go? It's more convenient. By Friday, it's easier to have bathhouses that are around. Beshem, she can go Thursday. Friday, she enjoys easier for find a bathhouse. Rosh and Vav, the next shuva, discussing a different reason over here, because she is weak, she's cholosh, and therefore she does not want to go, which has, it's not healthy for her to go, she's not up to having tashmish, she feels weak over here. And you look at the shuva tradition, they do ask what the two shuvas for, you read this in the Torah, they're saying two different points over here. One, when it's easier to go, except she can go Thursday night. Once she cannot go Thursday night, she feels very weak. Therefore she wants to go Friday night. A third reason is going Friday night, Shloi Bezmanai. Stam Bezmanai Zeh, the minig by numerous people not to go on Thursday night with the Baal's not in the city. So she's going Friday night. In that case, it comes along the Achorim discuss what's halacha. Do you say over here, do you say over here, since it's not near Kemekak, it's Bezmanai Zeh, we did not go into Ambatias, therefore back to halacha near Kemesakin, and therefore we cannot go Friday night? But no, you say at the end of the day, Sarko Soif is Mokka Mitzvah. Tonight, it's Shaykh to be Oino. Tonight, maybe the Yeshiva. Tonight, Puravu. So before I get to the Shitas, I'd like to first mention the way I'm going to put it together. I think there are four Shitas over here. Four different Mahalchim. Again, you can argue the point and say maybe there are five or six Shitas. Maybe you can switch names around over here. But according to my Avona, I think there are four Shitas. And I'll say over the way how I understand it. First, to speak out the shitas. There's one shita, it's always mutter. Even if she's a psheya, she chose not to go Thursday night because she's lazy. A second shita, it's always aser to go Friday night, which went shloi bezmanai. Even she was an einus, she was tied up, she could not go Thursday night. There's a third malach over here that will always machmer unless she's an einus. And there's a fourth malach over here will always makel unless she does not go for no. She has no good reason not to go Thursday night. Four different shitas. Not to go through them. The first shita, the augur says that if she could have went Thursday night and she did not go, even in the case of an oinus, lamaise we are machmer. The shach brings down for the bach that the bach says that's how we paskin, not like the Ramah. That we're always going to be machmer again, even though there's no. She had a good reason not to go. She could not go Thursday night. But since that was his man, and this is Shloi Bezmanoi, you cannot go. Now the Shach says, L'chura, this Ogre's Mahalach is going to man Yom HaTefillah Bezman and Mitzvah. We hold Tefillah Bezman is not a Mitzvah, and if he wants to argue, but that's one Shito always to answer. That's a Bach Shito. The second Shito is always going to be Mutter. The Beis Yosef brings down this Machlik over here, and he ends off, the Maisel became Amad Dabar, the Maisel will always going to go to the Mikvah. Right now, it's Nichol Neged of Mitzvah, because right now it could be Purvu. Right now, there's Oino. Maisa, right now you can go. The Ramah seems to agree with the Beis Yosef. He says, if there's a place that is no Minik, Ein Lahachmer. In all cases, says the Sintaira, not to be Mechalik over here. If there's a Mik to be Machmer, fine, then be Machmer. The Beis Yosef agrees to that also. He said, Vechem Amadabar. For the Minik is to be Machmer, go after the Minik. But otherwise, the Ramah, the Beis Yosef says, we're always going to be Mechal when there is no Minik. Kamul Lashach, saying the Shach and saying the Kuzikasev, he's Marach over here. And he ends off, the Rabbi Yosef says, the mutter b'chol inin, the chain ikr, and therefore he says, the loch's like the amor, there's no meaning to be machmer, the mice will be makel over here. Now I do see someone who read the shach that wants to machalik whether it's a case of a pesheyo or not. They want to say, if it's a pshia that he did not go, the mice, the loch is a shach saying to be machmer. Mice, as far as I read, the shach is going like the Beis Yosef and the Ramah, he's being makel in all cases. And the only time he brings down the idea to Mechalk whether it's a Pshi or not is saying Pshat in the Chumash Adashin. The Maskon in the Shach sounds like he's Mekel across the board. And therefore, once we have the Beis Yosef, the Ramah and the Shach, Mekel in all cases, therefore that's Tarshish Shlomim, the Chokhmah Sodom, the Archa Shulchan. The Bada Shulchan says we pass away in all cases. The Markoin says we pass away in all cases. Atzad HaShlishi, the Ramah brings down the Chumash Adashin. The more come along, the Shumas Deshe come along and says, the Maisa will be Machmer unless she was an Oinus. And the Taz come along and be Marach and says, the Ik is not like the Amor, it's like the Shumas Deshe. We're going to be Machmer unless the case of an Oinus. That means he went in between the Amor and the Bach. The Bach is Machmer even in the case of an Oinus. The Amor is always being Mekel over here. And the Taz is coming along to go in between and be Machmer unless the case of an Oinus. And that's how the Graz Paskins are way in our Chaim Mishin Chavov. That's how the kids are Paskins. You take out the Mishabru and Simon Shin Chavov, he says the Ikir is a Chumash Hadeshin. The Bing Nam Amisha that way, Rishlom Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv, they pass this way, the Chodeshana, they pass this way. Now, just to be clear, there is a Mavucho, what exactly does it mean over here, the get of Oinus and Pshia? That means we're saying over here the case of when we had a couple of cases, a case of Leto, Avada, that's a case of Chumash Hadeshin, is coming to be Machmer. But let's say Baal is not be'er Thursday night and it comes Friday night. Is that nichel negeder of Oinus or nichel negeder of Pshia? That's a machloikis the Gdol HaChoinim. The Bach and the Shach understanding it's nichel negeder of Oinus. And therefore, since the klal the Trumas Hadeshin is, we be machma less as a case of an Oinus. Therefore, even the Trumas Hadeshin itself is being makel, the Baal is not a city Thursday night. I said a shady, they're more saying not that way. And the Taz says, no, that's not Pshat. Taz goes like the Ramah. He understands the Taz Ramah. In the Chumash Hadeshin, the Baal is not in the city. The Loch is a Nichol Negeder of Ke'en Pshiovi. It's not Nichol Negeder of Oinus. And therefore, a person has to be Machmir in this Shita of the Chumash Hadeshin. That means it's an argument how to understand the Maskon of the Chumash Hadeshin. It sounds like the argument over here is the main point that has to be an Oinus, the Maisa, not an Oinus. Or the main point, as long as he's not a Pshia, Nichol Negeder of an Oinus. But again, that's the third shito. A fourth shito that's more off the page, it comes along with the Tyro, and he wants a Taino. Now we have this shitas over here, Mikotzer L'Kotzer. What to go do? So he says, if a person goes, does not go to mikvah Thursday night, belishum tam, for no reason, the words of Marketzio, there's no reason to call to at all, then the loch over here is come along to be machmer. That means fakert, but ikir they hold to be mekel. But there is no reason at all not to go. The chanami should be machma on the person. And that's how Meskeres HaShulchan, the Daka Tshuva, Tarsus Sol, the Vosa goes this way, Shemir Shabbos goes this way, the Rushi Oz goes this way. That means if you're not feeling well, or you have any reason the Baal's not in the city, Avad to be Mekel. By case of Leda, Avad to be Mekel. But you did not go for no reason at all, then to be machmer. Those are the four sheets floating around over here. Now it comes out to be clear, Aloch L'maiso, a case of an Oinus, everyone agrees we did not go like the back and the Ogre. Avadar Gimekel, if you cannot go Thursday night, Mitzah Sugar of Oinus. However, in the case less than Oinus, there are three shittas over here. Is it always going to be Mutter? Chokhmah Sodom, Bada Shulchan. Or is it only when Oinus will be Mutter? That's a Taz Mishnah Berurah. Well, no, we're going to be only Mekel, if we're going to be Mekel all cases, let's believe Tam. That's a Vaz and the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosrei. Among the Swam, as far as I see, is Machlok Shashokal. A third one way, a third another way, a third another way. The numbers I have is 15, 13, and 13. Be'ikir ha-machlok sa-shokal. Therefore, the anhogah shoynes in Klai Yisrael. The Svarim and the Malachtim seem to go different ways. What's the anhogah to go do on Friday night when Shloi Bizmanoi? Now, building upon that, once the Arpais can come along to say to be machmer, unless it's a case of an Oinus, there are numerous cases to discuss what is an Oinus. That means the Bada Shulchan says, according to his Malach, everything is mutter. These questions don't start off. But let's see, going to follow the Mishnah Berurah that goes like the Graz, Taz, and Chumash Hadeshin, that's Mechalk in the case of an Oinus or not. The numerous cases that Chum discuss on the page, what's Nichol Negeder of Oinus? So again, so one case we discussed before, a balance on the city, is that nichel gedev or inus or not. That's machlokes Taz versus the Bach. A second question, let's say you have a go to mikvah Thursday night, except it's a chasna. It's a case of lel seder, and the reason why you're not going is inside the sugya of the tzniyas. You don't want people to go find out. The one in the simkut tzadikha says you should hide the fact that you're going to the mikvah. If you go to the mikvah and sell a seder, people will realize it. So is that nichel gedev and oinus? The Yehuda Yala has a tshuva about it, and Avoda passed in this way, so the Vada, that's nichel gedev and oinus. That's a case of not worse than any situation that you could not go. My student can be trying to figure out tzniyas. I said, Hashenia, the Yisrael's question to Abliyashiv, what? No, I didn't say that. I'm saying that she pushed. I didn't say that. That's a good question. It's going to be machlekes later on in Kutz Adachas what to go do. And Baker the place can say, you do whatever you can, you should go. Therefore, since Betsy, we should go, there is a question of the Yashiv, the Chotchani, so the Maisi should go. And therefore, it's not the Chonigat of Oinus. Therefore, if you're doing it mitzvah the Sugyot Sneas, the Big Mavucho, under what category to put it under? You say the Maisa at a Baya and an outside factor, which is Alocha, think you're taking into effect. So it's Alocha over here. Agam we're makel, but it's Alocha over here. Nichol get of oinus, or no? According to the Baal Shulchan, the question will start. But those who are not going to follow their Mona Beis Seish, if they can follow the Taz and Shumas Adeshin, under what category? A similar case, let's say a person is machba upon himself. The Rav said the Maisa, the Mari that you saw the Maisa's mortar. The person comes along and says, know what? We're holding marriage a bunch of years. We know it's machlokes, color brown, we'll be machmer. Is that nichel negedo of an oinus or not? So in Simukut Peiches, by the case of Myra is over there, Vizchajuta, Tarsus Sol brings down, no, the Maisa, that's not nichel negedo of oinus, you put upon yourself that situation. Ke'inza, a similar case of Pizchajuva Vir, discusses when a person can bet and wait 4 and 7. Let's say they saw Ben Hashmoshes, they should really count from the day before. They know it's a machlokes, they're going to wait 5 and 7. And when he came to like that, by, they know the loch is 4 and 7, and their children wait 5 and 7. So Kamal Pesach Shuvan says, the fact that you're being machm over here, it's not nechal to get him on this, you should not have done what you did over here. Your chum is merely day kulo. Atzad Hasheni, the Avinezer, the Tarshish Shirol, the Kleisberg, others say, by the end of the day, you have a chumro, this is your zman, this is what you put upon yourself, and therefore it should be nechal to get him on this over here. They want to argue the point. Ke'inze, again, another case of Pesach Shuvan, he brings down the Noidi Behudah. The loch is a person who waits 5 and 7. She's supposed to do a hefstik after day 5. Comes the Noidi Behudah and says, two cases. One is Tam, she did not do 5, she was lazy and she did a hefstik after day 6. Another case is thought she had time, she was in the shuk and she came home late. Two different cases over in the Pesach Tshuva. The first case, the case where she came home late, the Noidi Behudah wants a taino, that's nichel negeder, she's just shaking over here. And therefore, it ends up, that's being her zman over here. Therefore, the chalami comes out on Friday Friday night, she can go to the mikvah. But let's say he says, Be'etzem, she could have made a hefzik, but she didn't make a hefzik, stam, she was lazy. Says the Noidi Behudah, in the Pesach Tshuva, in that situation, Avadi cannot go to the mikvah Friday night. On that case, coming the Marsham, brings down the Ish Lavan, Bochacha, and the Avnezer says, what do you mean? Bishloim, you got the zman to go to the mikvah on Thursday night, and you chose not to. Fine, the loch is you cannot go Friday night, noch the mechmirim. However, you never got to that zman yet. You never got to Thursday night. You pushed off your hefzik over here. Therefore, why in the world should you say the loch is that a person that end up doing that should not go Friday night? At the end of the day, that is l'maisi yisman. Whether you created or not, that is yisman. It is mana right now. And therefore, Vosin was paskin this way against the Noid Behudah. Atzad Hasheni, there is a question to the Yashiv. Or the Orchas Taira, Knei Boisim, and others say, no, it is like the Nebudo. The fact that you created that way does not make it any better, and you're the situation that created this matzah Friday night, and Be'etzim should not be his man, Lemais, let's be Machmer. Cain said, let's say a case, a person forgot to the Hefzik. Not through a lazy, a person forgot. They didn't realize it's halacha. Again, the Kloisenberger said, Lemais said to be Mekel. The Yashiv Kamlung said to be Machmer over here. The same Shiloh. In this mahalach over here, those say to be machmer not to go Friday night, when a case that is each one onto his own shita, that means again, not like the Ramah, Beis Yosef, and the, let's say, about the Shulchan Chokhmah Zodim. Let's say you did go Friday night. What's halacha in that case? Say once you went to be mekel or not? Again, come along the Pesach Shuvah, and it brings down the Shalom, it brings down the Chodesh Shani, the Torah Shlomim, The mice they want mechalk whether it's a case of a shegig or a mazid. If it's a shegig, you won't make a knas, will be mekel. It's a mazid, just like the loch in the Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Yuches, by shegig, by drabon, will be mekel, and by mazid, will be machmir. Who also, let's be machmir in the case of a mazid. On the tzad to be machmir, what does that mean to be machmir? That means much of Shabbos, you have to go to the mikveh all over again? Because the mice said the tefillah did not work? Well, no, you did not go to the mikveh all over again. That's a second machlekes built upon the case of a mazid. The Chodesh Shani, you look up inside, he said the mice, you did not have to go to the mikveh again. The mikveh is chal. Except you should not have tashmish that night. The Mabushe Tara says the mice, we have a knas over here. You should not have enough from the act they did over here. You should go to the mikveh a second time. That's the mice in those ones say the case of machmir and a mazid. Come and listen to Tyro, again brought down the Peschei Tshuva, and says that you have to realize these are chumras upon chumras. It's only chumra, it's a minig ha'olam, where you place a mice on mekel. Why in the world are you being machmir over here? Void, if you want to take al pi'cheshbon la'locha, the Mishibru and Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Yuches, and Sifkot and Beis, he brings down what is machleks that place can negate the sugyas that is in the idea of knas. If there are places that say, lechatchila, go do it, we won't make a knas. That's the klal shaboy. That means once a machlekes, you did an action that we pass in this also. El will give you a knas in the person, you have to answer it. But if our place would say it's mutal chilo, we won't make a knas. We know over here the Ma says mutal chilo. The Beis Yosef says the mutal chilo. We know the Chochmas Adam paskins this way. The Shaf paskins this way. The Marakoyin Chochmas Adam paskins this way. If that's so, why the world give me a case of a knas in the case of a mazid? It's a kasha on the Machmir over here. And Batsim, I think that's what Sidatai is asking over here. Why are you placing him anywhere on Mekel? Why are you giving a knas over here? I get a question in the Machmir they discuss. What's the loch in the gate to Lel Yontif? The Pesach Tshuva brings down the Mavuch among the Achoinim. There's those who want to say it's the same thing like Lel Shabbos, whether it's the Beis Hill, Chut HaShani, Beis Lechem Yehuda. Mash Enkin, the Minchas Yaakov, the Sidatai wants to tie note, it's not the same loch like Lel Shabbos. It's more Kal over here. Now there is a question, when you will figure why the world shall Friday night be any different than the situation of Lel Yontif. So the Siddur Torah has an interesting svara over here. He says, you look in the reason why you come to be machmer. The Truma Sedeshin says, once you have a minig to be machmer, is manazeh, not to go to bathhouses, therefore be machmer on Friday night. However, the minig is on Lel Shavuos, people go to the mikvah. So we don't have the minig anymore on Lel Yontif. Once there's no minik anymore on Lel Yontif, back to the sugya in the Gemara and Beit that says, near can you make and you can't be mekel. Interesting avon over here, because the whole man welcome to be machmir is based upon minik. Once we don't have that minik anymore, we arrive from Lel Shavuos, therefore Yontif is different in the case of Shabbos. Yesh Lodin. But the Maaseh comes out again if you follow the locha of the Truma Sedeshin, follow the locha of the Mechaber and the Beis Yosef, which is the Beis Yosef, and the Amor, and the Shach of Paskin Lekula, Sai Yontif and Sai Shabbos. There's no difference over here. Another case, Noch the Machmirim. The Shach discusses the case of Dam Torah. Now, it's not clear what exactly the Shach over here is saying. It sounds like he's saying that by a case of Dam Torah that she saw, then you cannot go to the mikvah when it comes down on Friday night. Mashenk, in a case of Dam Tomei, you can go to the mikvah on the case of Friday night, after she a case of Aledo. Now, the way the Siddur Torah and the Parashat Yemonim explains, the Be'esim, there are two cases over here. The case that Shach is discussing, in a case she never went to the mikvah, she counted the Zayin Nikiyim, and she could have went to the mikvah. She chose not to go to the mikvah. She's weak or whatever. And then she saw Dam Torah. That's the situation over here. But in a chanami, if a person went to the mikvah already, and then she saw Dam Torah, then one time even the Shach agrees over here. Let's take the two cases over here. We have, again, two cases on how to understand or to apply the sugya of Dam Torah. One's a case we did not go to the mikvah. One's a case he did go to the mikvah. And Beth may point out, both cases, the kasha over here. I mean, the Shach Sifkon Bey says, the chal between Dam Tomei and Dam Torah. If the case over here, she did not go to the mikvah yet, but Lemaisa, that's a minik to be machm over here. Besides, Lemaisa, you see, the Dam Torah, even though we had Zayin Nikiyim over here, Kamal Degma Vova, and Be'etzim, we have the kash from the Shach himself in the next one, Sifkot and Gimel. Once we have an Hogel and Maisa to be Machmer, just like by the Sugya of 5 and 7, even though winning 5 over here, whether it's Shimsha or Loy Shimsha, And that is certainly not the Gemara's case, which at Hogar we took upon ourselves the Chumah of the Trumah Sedeshin. So if it comes out Friday night, Lamaisa to be Mekel. Here also is Frak the Dagma Vava, the Pesach Chuvah brings down. Same idea. Here also by Dam Torah, even though she's not going to Mekel, she sees Dam right now. That's once that's Aaron Hogar, Lamaisa to be Mekel, go to Mekel Friday night. Elamai, the case of the Shach, or there's a Kimt over here, the Maisa, she went to the Mikvah already. That means, let's say she had a girl. It was 14 days, Tomo, 66 days of being Torah. She went to Mikvah after 50 days. About 7-8 weeks over here. Then she was with a couple days, so Dam, you wait 5 and 7, and the day 70 comes down on a Friday night. What's the Halacha in that case? It sounds like from the Shach, the Maisa wants to be Machmer. The question over here said, Dag Mavavo, we have the Shach, it's Sivkotin Aleph. They come along and said, when Manashach should be Mutter, he's discussing the case of the Maram, where Isha has a Tzipor Naim, that either she did not clean out well, or she did not cut over here. And said the Shach should be Mutter Manashach. If she has to go, so it feels like Manamitzu, you have to go. If the reason that she does not have to go, it's back to Gemara's situation of Nirkin and Mekam, and Mekam did the Gemara saying it's Mutter. Therefore the Shach said, when Manashach should be Mutter. The same thing going to get Dam Tarhar. Manashach, if it's out of Sugya, the Gemara and the Maisa is Mutter. If it's out of Anhogo, we have to go, there's a mitzvah over here. And therefore, either way, it should be Mutter. That means the Shach Sukkot and Beis, whatever the Kimt is, either you have a Kashim with Sukkot and Gimel, or you have a Kashim with Sukkot and Aleph. And therefore, the Paishkim are Mekel Be'ik on both cases over here. Saying whether she went to the Mikvah or did not go to the Mikvah, and the Be'ik, they have a Kashim with the Avon of the Shach over here. Building just upon the Shach over here, that he discusses the Aloch over here, is that we have a head of mitzvah sugya of Manashach. That means you have the case of Tzipanayim, you have the case of Dam Torah. There's one interesting case that Swam discussed, that there's a Ramah at the end of Simchot Tzadaches that says when Isha comes out of the mikvah, the first thing she bumps into has to be something that's not Tomei. If she bumps into something that's Tomei, whether it's a dog or a chamori, even a goy, the Ramah says that Yushimayim should be chayziv a litfal. Go back inside the mikvah. Now the Olam discusses the Baal Anit herself, is that good enough to be nichlin together, the first thing you see is someone that's tahir over here. We'll have to get to that sugya. Lamaiso, can you go back on Friday night? Says the Beis Lech Mihudo and the Orcha Shulchan makes down that again you have the same shach over here, a manashach. If it's doing nothing, so the loch is, it's not worse than Gemara's case, go back to Ika Locha, Nirkinimekar. If it's doing something over here, so that's his man right not to go Friday night, you have a right to go back over here. So again, this shach over here, even though it's coming to Og and the Maram, the place can be down, the Locha, anytime you have to go back on Friday night in any Akimta, whether it's a Milo of not being Pogged Davatame, whether it's Sipur Naim, whether Dam Tor, Maiset Smutter at the Sugim of Manashach. The Ramah goes on further, after he has Machlokes, what's the Locha of Friday night, he discusses a second Machlokes, what's the Locha of Moshe Shabbos. Now, he really discusses two things over here. First, it starts off, someone's Deicha, her Tefillah, that she should have went on Friday night, and she did not go Friday night. That's halacha. That means, again, she should have went Thursday. She did not go Thursday. She comes Friday, she cannot go. Therefore, what about Moshe Shabbos? She also cannot go. That means, not those who are being machmer on Friday night, be machmer also Moshe Shabbos. First, he came to the Ramah. Second, he came to, an almana who cannot be tovel on Friday night, mitzad the beer is shown, you can make a kidney over here, also litful, also on Moshe Shabbos. V'yesh makilim, says Ramah, third point. V'shum chshash iser. Now the Jeshayla, when it says the words v'yesh makilim, is going back on the case of Moshe Shabbos, that you can't go mitzad, you cannot go Friday night. Or is going back to the case of Almano. The Maaseh the Taz says going back only in the case of Almano, and not going back on the case of Moshe Shabbos, when being mach mitzad, the sugya of Ledo, or Baal Napa'ir, or Kedoyimah. Mashenke and Pesach Shuvah brings down the Mekoyim Shmuel. Maisa says no, it's going back in both cases over here. Maisa, most form go like the Taz, going back only in the case of Almono. However, they do point out that Loch Lamaisa, not much of an Afkamino. That means by the case of Friday night, we had a bunch of Shitas over here, four Mahalchim over here. Negate to Moshe Shabbos. So first, those who make on Friday night, said the Badei Shulchan, of course, can make over here. That's Poshit. But even those who are Machmon on Friday night, like the Bach, he's Machmon all situations. He says you have no right to extend to the case of Moshe Shabbos. Moshe Shabbos is not the sugya of any near kemekar. It's being machmer chfifa from tefillah, and therefore they said the Bach himself, you can't be mekel over here. And therefore the Beik of the Paiskim of the Arshiv, others, Bezmanenu, they switch. They want me machmer maybe on Friday night, but not Moshe Shabbos. Again, there is someone be machmer in the case of a mezid, but even in that case, it's from one be mekel, say yesh l'chalik. If it comes out, we have two situations over here. Friday night, a big shout among the svarim, yesh v'yesh. Much as Shabbos, still not a case of a mezid, but ik the poskim ataino that a person can go. It's not exactly the same. Not exactly the same sugyo. One last point over here is that Pesach Shuvan Sefkotim Beis brings down the sugyo in Hilchos Shabbos about a person that go inside this mikvah that it has hot water. That means even let's say it's her zman is Friday night. That means the vadi go to the mikvah, or it's not zman Friday night. Where we pass in like the Ramah and the Beis Yosef, and she can go Friday night. Could a person use hot water? Now this question of hot water is signed to men, signed to women. And best of them, there are three levels the water can be. It could be hot water, could be paishrin, lukewarm, be a case of tzaynin. So the Pesach Teshuva starts off quoting a Chacham Tzvi, a Nadi Yehuda, that's brought down by Shlach Yehuda, and they say Cham is Osir. That's the Gemara's case in Shabbos. The only thing you can do is a case of paishrin. And therefore, Loch Lamaisa, the Chai Odom Paskin this way, the Archishulchan Paskin this way, the Mishavu and Simon Shinchovav Paskin this way, the Moshe Paskin this way, there is no heter of hot water. Only in case of Paishin. One Shito. Coming to the base Meovi and says, well, look up the Sugin Shabbos, even Paishin is also. The Meister's form did not bring down the base Meir. But he wants to know, Sai Cham Sai Paishin. Asada Shlishi, the Nadi Behudi, look up in Shuva. He brings down the mice that there is a carbon sandal wants to make even in hot water. And the Shaitzin in the Hilchos Shabbos brings down in the footnotes and the Tsunim, and he wants to tie up a set chak be makel on the case of hot water, because not nichel the gezerah of what Chazal meant. And the Chidah says the Chena Minig, and the Binyan Tzion says that's already the Minig, the Doris HaKadmoinim, and therefore the Kleiserberger and the Oral Tzion and the Hilchos Shabbos says that's the Minig, so yes, they want to tie up even hot water is mutter. At Sad Ravi, the Siddur Torah has paskins were machman hat, but ain limchois. There's what to be samchan. The Sanzer, the Adonizer, of Vosnovia says ain limchois. That means first, among the svarim, there seem to be hanog geshoynus, either only paishin, even paishin was also ain limchois, and there's a make to be samchan upon hot water. Now, paschus is you should follow what the Gedolei Achronim say, and not to hot water only in case of paishin. Aleph. Bases, even those that are being makel in hot water, you look them up. Command all the swarm are saying it only negate to noshim, welcome mitzvah, not negate to anoshim, not negate to men. The only one I see being makel in the case of men is the Kleiserberger. Otherwise, they'll all be machmer men, there's no het of hot water. Now, it does, I think, make an afkemino. What does the word paishrin mean? Maybe that could defend part of the minig over here. What's the word paishrin? Lukewarm water. So Mishabu and Simon Shinchavav says something that's not Yad Sladisboy. Yad Sladisboy means he got burned. Something less than that. We asked him Chaim Kinyeski was together. He wrote back to us the words of Mishabu, not Yad Sladisboy. Now what are our showers today? What are our mikvahs today? I'm not exactly sure. But when I searched the web, they said a good shower is between 105 and 112 Fahrenheit. Yad Sladisboy is 113 above that. Now, if that's so, then most could be, you can argue the point, our mikvahs could be metzias paishin. However, there's a second sheet over here, the Aruch Shulchan, brought down by the Bader Shulchan, and the Moshe passes this way. He says, Gedders, what the Moin Am calls lukewarm. What the Moin Am calls hot is hot. What the Moin Am calls lukewarm is lukewarm. What is that? Says the Aruch Shabbos, that's 100 Fahrenheit, which leads to a problem in our mikvahs. Outside of Shlishi, the Minchas Yitzchak and Tshuva, when he discussed it, he brings down the Ramah and Simikuf Peiches. The Ramah said by us that the Geder is Chamimus Haroik, which is 98.6, also less than our bathhouses. Outside of V, the Chodeshani says, means something you do not enjoy, which should be even less than that. So it could be you have to get involved with what exactly Geder Poshim is. I'm not sure, again, according to Mishnah Berurah, could be our mikvahs have no problem at all. Go with the other numbers, our mikvahs have a big problem. The chur is nichl get of chamim, not nichl get of paishim. So again, als chamim, again, in limchos maybe, somewhat tiny, that's a meaning. But again, the newest paishim would seem to be machmer over here. Mishabur or chashulchan chay adam, my sister should be machmer. Just you can get involved in the shadow, what is the get of paishim? They do say, negate to mikvahs. The paishim say, in my sister, once you have a hetim, it's a mitzvah shabai, unlike Gazru, says the Avdenazir, but let's say to sit there and shmooze there, That's mitzvah einig, tainig, that the bata is also. That you can't do. I mean, as far as women go in and out, no problem. But men, lemaisa, they go inside and somebody see these guys singing and schmoozing over there, says numerous far, and they bring down from Avnei Nezer, that the bata is a problem. Because you're not singing there mitzvah the sugya of tesevs kdusha, not mitzvah the sugya of carry over here, you're doing it mitzvah, stop you enjoying yourself, that lemaisa, you have no head to mitzvah the sugya shaboy. Fine, Adkan Sifbeis, Bereshim, tomorrow will be Mamshul the Sugya of Sif Gimel. Questions?